Hey, good morning, everybody, family, friends. I hope you're having a great day. It's beautiful outside today, and I'm changing the name of our broadcast to Bring the Fire, and so my hope is that if you listen to it, that you subscribe to it, that you like it, and leave me a comment so I know whether you're enjoying it or not, or if it's helping you or not. And if it's not, if it might help somebody else, so please, please, please share it. I would so appreciate it. I'm going to come from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5 today, because this has been really in my heart. We talked about it in devotions yesterday, and it says, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance, get counsel." You know, the reason that that really affects me today is because I'm going through a lot of papers and old pictures and old letters and old journals that I somehow had been able to keep even through all those years of drugs and moving and craziness and chaos. And it breaks my heart to read them, because that Monica was so confused, was so hurt, didn't know which way to go continually. She didn't take responsibility. She didn't have counsel. She didn't ask anyone any questions. She felt she could do this alone. Even in her worst days, she still thought she had it together and didn't need anyone. And you know, when you're in that lifestyle, you do come to the place where you don't need anyone, because your heart hardens. And my heart was hard, and I couldn't receive from anyone. And you know, the thing is that when I got saved and went into New Life for Girls, it was the first time I had spiritual input. And I don't know where you get your counsel from, but if you're born again, if you're a lover of the Lord, then where you get your counsel from is so important. If you're getting it from your friends at work who don't love the Lord, you're getting the wrong counsel. If you're getting it from people other than spiritual leaders, you might be getting the wrong counsel. You want to get sound counsel that has biblical scripture to back it up. And when I went into New Life for Girls, I knew nothing about God, absolutely nothing, and didn't want to know anything about God. So these people had their work cut out for them. And Robert and Norma, they were my first leaders that I had. And they, from day one, spoke life into me, even though I cussed them out, didn't want to do what they asked me to do. They just continued to speak life into me, as though they knew something that I didn't. Like they knew something was going to change in my life. They saw it. I didn't. And it just continued on in that program. But it wasn't easy for me. I mean, there wasn't enough bathrooms to clean. There wasn't enough floors to scrub. There wasn't enough forests to rake. There wasn't enough rocks to move. There wasn't enough roofs to tear off. I mean, I did everything there maybe twice or three times, because I had so many disciplines. But I'm grateful today for those disciplines, because I got to the place where I just couldn't take another discipline. I was strong. I thought, I'll do this. I can do this. But I got to the place where I just thought, this isn't working for me, because I wasn't receiving any counsel. All these people pouring into me. But that one day when I couldn't take another discipline and I was about to get another discipline, I broke. I had it. I was at my end. There was nowhere to go. I burned every bridge. That that girl from the past burned every bridge. There was nowhere to go. And so I was kind of stuck there between a rock and a hard place. And I remember just saying to God, God, this works. This works for everyone else, but it doesn't work for me. I can't do this. And I remember God saying this in a small, still voice in my heart. And what he said was, you're right, you can't, but I can. My life changed that day. That was the day. I may have accepted the Lord months ago, but that was the day that for me, it all came together. I knew I heard the Lord's voice. I knew that he spoke to me. I knew that he said, you can't do this alone. You've got to receive help. You've got to let me help you. You've got to let people into your life. You've got to have sound spiritual counsel in your life. And most of all, you've got to let me fight your battles. My life changed. That girl that was getting a new job every other month, and it never was her fault that she was fired. It never was her fault that it didn't work out. It never was her fault that she had to take money. It never was her. She took responsibility for nothing. I couldn't hold a job. And today, after going through Bible school and helping start Teen Challenge and starting what I was born for, ICCM, Life Center, for such a time as this, God created me. I've been doing the same work consistently, and I always say longevity is the key, for now 30 years. 30 years. Me. The girl who couldn't tie her shoe, the girl that couldn't fight her way out of a paper bag, me, consistent, disciplined, loyal, loved the Lord, received counsel, even though I might buck sometimes, but I listened to my leaders. I can receive counsel. And I'm so grateful because I have such wise counsel around me. So my hope today is that you have wise counsel around you, spiritual counsel, people that will back it up with the word, because you don't want their opinions. You want the word. It's the word that changes lives. It's the biblical principles that change lives. That's what changed my life. Not someone's opinion, not what someone thought, but the word. The word changed my life. And I'm a little emotional, I guess because I'm reading all those journals and I can see what a mess I was. And today I can see how far God brought me. A woman couldn't keep a job planting 7 churches in 5 major cities. I would say God is amazing, wouldn't you? Amen. If you like the video, like it, subscribe to it, leave me a comment, and love you, friends, family.
Pastor Monica Podcast is produced by ICCM Life Center at 1812 Park Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Head to changingourcity.org for more information about our ministry.